Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And yes, Relay for Life coming up in I think almost every county and across the United States. And we'll talk about some of those dates in a little bit. And as Chris said, the Cass County one is coming up June 19th. But I'm wondering, I don't recall that in the past I've had conversations about how Relay for Life really got started. So kind of checked on that, and I think it's rather interesting. And the bottom line is that one person can make a difference, and the person who made the difference in starting Relay for Life is Dr. Gordy Klatt. And he started it in 1985. What did he do? Well, this was in Tacoma, Washington, and he started a 24-hour run against cancer. And so he, in May, spent 24 hours circling the track at Baker Stadium at the University of Puget Sound in Tacoma. And, of course, he was doing this to raise money, you know, and probably to kind of set a goal for himself, too. But friends, family, patients, all the people, the other supporters, watched him as he ran and walked more than 83.5 miles. Wow, that seems impossible to me to keep running and walking for 24 hours. He raised $27,000 through pledges for the fight against cancer. So, you know, as he's, what's he thinking about as he's for 24 hours circling the track? Well, one of the things he thought about was how could he get others to take part? And he envisioned having teams participating in a 24-hour event to raise money. And in 1986, the very next year, 19 teams were part of the first relay event at the Stadium Bowl and raised $33,000. So then, you know what, gradually it has gone worldwide. Well, I'm not sure about worldwide. I'm guessing probably so, but across the United States. And it's continued to grow since then. And even in Cass County and county surrounding counties, I think it started out as an overnight event. But since then has changed in most places that I know of not to be overnight. So, Chris, what's kind of give us the times and place and stuff for the Cass County one?
Yeah, the Cass County event is on, as you mentioned, June 19th. And things go underway at 6 o'clock at the Atlantic High School track. And that's when the Survivor Lap takes place to kind of get the event started. We make all the announcements at the beginning to let you know what's going on and what to expect. And then the event goes until about 10 o'clock at night. And different special laps throughout the evening. And there's lots of different things to see. I should mention as well before that Survivor Lap, there is also a meal that anyone that is a survivor in Cass County or in the area that wants to come and enjoy a free meal that's IV helps put together, then they can do that at the Atlantic High School Commons, and they get started with that at about 4:30 or so with people starting to filter in, and then they have their dinner and meal for a while and then get ready to go out and do the first lap.
Yep. First lap, yeah. And I'm sure there's going to be entertainment all night.
Yep, there'll be entertainment all night. The exact lineup's still kind of in the works, but it sounds like there's going to be a nice mix of some music, some Zumba, stuff to get up and move around
everybody
to.
Everybody could get involved,
like that, yeah.
And there's an education tent, and I know last year there were some giveaways, some food to taste, I mean, lots of things going on. And you know, Chris, I'm sure there are people listening who've never, ever attended Relay for Life. You can come and go. You don't have to come at six and stay till midnight.
Yeah. It's whatever you want to come out for and enjoy. And the public is certainly welcome to come and do that. You don't have to be part of a team or be involved in the event, you know, while leading up to it, raising funds, whatever. If you just want to come out and have some fun that night, enjoy some entertainment, walk around the track and, you know, go visit the different booths, find out some information. There's kids' activities as well on one end of the field, so it gives them something to do for a while. And yeah, it's welcome to anyone to come out.
Neat community event, and for all of Cass County. And I did check online. Of course, you can go online to find all kinds of information, and I'm hoping these dates are correct online. According to what I saw, Winterset is June 5th, and Harlan's is June 5th. And Red Oaks is, I believe, on a Sunday, maybe, June 13th. And Council Bluffs, June 27. Audubon's is also June 19th, the same as Cass County. So Audubon County, Cass County, same one. and Guthrie Center, June 27th. So they're really kind of happening mostly all through the month of June. I think that's a typical time frame.
Yeah, a lot of them,
yeah. So I'm sure that many of these have some similar kinds of activities. Those that I just checked have the luminaries. I think most of them include the luminaries. And the survivor lap, I think that's one that. But other than that, there may be some things that are different from town to town. But there is one close to you no matter where you live.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that's what's fun about it, too. I guess if, you know, it's the kind of event you enjoy because there's lots of things to do. Each one of them is a little bit different, the way that it's, you know, morphed over time. Each community finds out what works for them and what they like to do. And the locations are always kind of different. You know, some people do it around a town square. And and so it's always something different to see.
And in Audubon County, they change towns even. Zyra 1 year, Audubon another year. This year it's Audubon's turn. And I think that's a great way to do things, too. So, yeah, you don't want to just assume that it's the same everywhere or the same as it's always been. You need to kind of check that out. And I know, Chris, you have a lot of information on Relay for Life in general. And I don't know if you have any of those other dates.
Well, those are the ones that I know of here locally,
Okay. So you can always check. I'm sure, you know, when I have a question about a town or an area, I call up the city clerk.
Yeah.
She usually, it's a woman, but that person usually, if they don't know, knows somebody else who knows. Mm-hmm. So they're a great source of information.
The nice thing, too, is if you get on the relayforlife.org, or it's, you can also just do relay.org now, it'll take you to the same place. If you put in your zip code, it'll tell you what your local event is, where it is, and when it is. Mm-hmm.
And all those details, I know you take care of the site here for Cass County, and so you try to keep all those details there. Mm-hmm. And are there some pictures from past years?
Yeah, there's some pictures from past years. The one for Cass County is, if you get on online, you can look, of course, at relayforlife.org. It's /Cass County IA if you want to go directly to our page. If not, just search the zip code. And then you can also find our page on Facebook as well. It's Relay for Life. Cass County, Iowa is what you would search for and like there. And then that's where we keep kind of updating with some of the pictures with activities that groups are doing and different fundraisers that they're doing throughout the year to support the effort.
And throughout the year, you know, it used to be, okay, this is a one-time event. You kind of got ready for it a month or so ahead. Now it is year-round.
Yeah, and some teams are great about that. You know, that's what they want to do. They want to do those events throughout the year to keep raising as much money as they can. And it's certainly up to your team, you know. If you just want to make it a, you know, a hard one-month push effort, that's fine. If you want to make it a year-round effort where you do events here and there, that's great, too. Mm-hmm. Whatever you can contribute to the effort is certainly going to be appreciated.
And those efforts are going to continue for quite some time. I don't know, Chris, if you happened to see any of the, there was a series of three television reports giving information about cancer. I happened to see one of those. Very interesting. I'm sorry I didn't see all three of them. But one of the things that really struck home with me, you know, some things you can say, this is the cause, you know, this is what caused, here's the result, not with cancer.
Yeah.
And even those things where, and now I'm missing the name of the town, remember where the water supply and where the industry, remember that. And they were sure that that was the cause of the increased number of cancer incidents. Now, as they look back, they're not so sure.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, everyone's body is different. And tracking down the cause, I think, is that's one of the reasons that we haven't been able to find a cure. I'm not sure there's ever going to be a cure. But they've come closer to, okay, this kind of bacteria or there is one or two where there's a direct link. If you have this, you will have cancer. But that's very few.
Yeah.
Just, you know, the cause is...
Yeah, I think there's multiple causes is the problem. And then also there's multiple forms. You know, you get cancer in different locations in your body, and it's each thing is a little bit different.
Yes. So it's really, really very, very difficult. One of the things I looked up, Chris, as I was getting ready for this morning, was to check on what's happening around the world. You know, we of course, zero in on what's happening in the United States. So is anything being done around the world? Well, there have been, through the United Nations, the health group and so on, have tried to do some things related to cancer, especially related to smoking, because we know that people who smoke have a much greater risk of having various kinds of cancer. And smoking around the world is a really big problem with it, and it's increasing. You know, you'd think, well, with all that information out there, people should maybe kind of back off. No, the amount or the increase in other countries is just mind-boggling. And tobacco use killed 100 million people in the 20th century and will kill 1 billion people in the 21st century if the current trends continue. Now, we're talking about tobacco-related diseases and specifically cancer. Each year, tobacco use is responsible for almost 6 million premature deaths, 80% of which are in low- and middle-income countries. And by 2030, this number is expected to increase to 8 million. So there is concern around the world, but the United States has taken the lead in terms of the American Cancer Society working on this. So remember, Relay for Life is June 19th here, and you can find those other dates in other places. So until next time, remember, C.S. Lewis said, "Friendship is born at the moment when one person says to another, 'What? You too? I thought I was the only one.'"